Well, you know we're in for a rough ride when this man joins us on the air. Ray Stajic, meteorologist from the Weather Channel. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on? Is this unusual for this type of storm? A lot of rain coming. Is it unusual for this time of the year?
It is, especially when you start hearing terms like nor'easter. Everybody usually equates that with something that comes in the wintertime, but that's not necessarily the case. But you're right on target. It is rare, but nor'easters are more a function of the northeast wind and not a function of precipitation type or intensity.
So is this a nor'easter? That was going to be my next question.
It will be. With the northeast wind. Yeah, so it'd be quite breezy. I mean, we're not talking like gale force winds, but still the 20 plus mile per hour range with some of the stronger winds coming in. But as it wraps up and heads on off and out over the Atlantic, it's probably eastern New England, eastern Long Island that gets the strongest of the winds. So it's nothing that's going to cause much in the way of wind damage, if any at all, but it'll have that circulation and that northeast wind that, you know, you could probably throw the nor'easter term around. I know we've been talking about it here at the Weather Channel, kind of calling it like a summer nor'easter, but the impact, no matter what we call it, is still the same.
We've been back and forth between a lot of, like, some strong heat and some intense rain showers over and over for the past couple weeks. This seems like it's going to be a different level of intensity, though.
It is. And that's why we've got flash flood watches. And they're already out because it's had a history, at least where this energy is coming from, producing some pretty nasty flooding. I don't want to go catastrophic, but I don't know if you've seen the video out of Kansas City and even on through parts of south central Missouri, even in northern Alabama too. They had some pretty bad flooding. There are flood watches up there because they've already seen flooding. There's going to be more rain coming into the parts of the southeastern U.S. and some of that energy trickling into this system. So the watch goes in effect this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. The watch means flooding possible across the area. When you get the warnings, that's when you want to take action. So if you're in an area that you already know when you get anywhere from maybe 2 to 4 inches of rainfall in a short period of time and that you are going to flood, I'd say start making your preparations now as the showers and thunderstorms will come in west to east. May see a few this morning as some are now just west of Harrisonburg and up near the Morgantown area in West Virginia. But most of it this afternoon through early tonight and at least through a part of the overnight hours. So that means the afternoon commute, done. This evening, if you are heading out to dinner or a movie or whatever you're doing, right, there's going to be heavy rain around. So
if you're a traveler, Ray, what time should you be leaving or returning to the D.C. area tonight?
Now.
Get it done now.
You probably have a window of about, 6 o'clock? Six, maybe 8 hours. I think early to mid-afternoon, things should start picking up west to east. And if you want to wait it out, maybe wait till tomorrow morning because most of the rain should be gone. Maybe 7 to 9 tomorrow morning and just some lingering showers tomorrow easily as we get towards Sunday, the better day of the weekend, as sunshine will be back.
And what time should the psychopaths be on the road tonight?
4 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, good. So if you're crazy, that's the time to go out.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm going to ask a question here.
Sure.
That may be ridiculous, but do we need the rain? Is this actually, could this be a good thing?
Let's check the deficit. There's a deficit of 1.71 inches. Now, that's at Reagan National, and it's just measuring one point, but usually where we measure rainfall and temperature and everything, it gives you a general idea of what's going on regionally. So, yeah, the rain welcome for most of us.
All right. Well, just be careful. As Ray said, if you're in an area prone to flooding, be careful. You might want to start make some preparations now since we're going to get it tonight. Ray Stajic, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
even in the light rain, people drive like maniacs. So imagine the heavy stuff.
I love the people who drive into the flooding thinking they can make it. Those are always classic. There'll be video of that somewhere, I'm sure.